Okay, Cheryl, would you like to give us a snapshot of how you actually came to live in
Jarrowdale?
The district?
I came from Port Hedland, and I applied for a house for myself and my daughter because my dad was retiring. Mm-hmm. And I went into Homes West and they said, yes, we've got a house in Jarrowdale. It's within the Perth area. And I went, okay, yep, that will be fine. And I signed up for Jarrowdale without seeing it. And Mum and Dad came and saw it and said, yes, it would be fine. So I packed up the house, my daughter and the dog, and my daughter and the dog got in the car and we came all the way down. And we were driving and I had picked up Mum on the way through. And we kept on driving and driving and driving. And we're going past Perth and I'm going, are we there yet? Mum says, no, we're not. Okay, we drive a bit further and we get to Armidale. Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. We drive out of the Perth area and the lights are behind us and I'm going, are we there yet, Mum? Oh no, we've got a bit more to go. And we turn up Jarrowdale Road and I'm thinking, oh, it's just down the corner, it's not far. And I said, are we there yet, Mum? And she says, no, we have to keep going. And I'm going, okay. So up we go, over the hill and everything, and we're going through the township. And I said, oh, we're there yet. And she goes, no, not quite yet, we've got to keep going. Okay, going through the township, going through the two little shops that were there, because the new one hadn't been built for the post office back then. And we got getting to the edge of town, and I'm going, Mum, where is it? And she goes, that one, right on the end. And so that's how we came to be in Jarrowdale.
And how many years ago was that?
Well, my daughter is 21 now, and it would have been around 20 years ago. Yes, and it was just at the end of winter, and it was very, very cold. And we got to, as you can tell, I'm quite a chatty person. We got to know a lot of the locals, they were telling me stories about the place. And they said, would you like to know a bit of gossip about the place that you're living in? And I went, oh yeah, go on. And then she says, two guys were murdered in your place just before you moved in. And I went, white as a sheet, and I couldn't believe it.
Do you know who they were?
Yes. They were outpatients from Whitby Falls back then. Back then, Whitby Falls was the rehabilitation mental place, and I only know the first name of one of them. His name was Kirk.
Well, there's something that our local historian can look up and write about it.
Yes.
All right. Well, I thank you, Cheryl. Is that all you've...
Oh, well, the only other thing I was telling you about was Mrs. Johnson.
Oh.
When I spoke to her, and she's in her 80s, and she was telling me, I was complaining how bitterly cold it was, and she was telling me that when she was a child, it snowed in Jarrowdale. So that was very, very scary for me, because I come from a place of dirt and dust.
And warmth.
Very much so. And cyclones. So storms weren't an issue. Mm. When people were complaining about the storms, they were nothing to me. But, very, very different down here. Right. But I love the trees. There are no trees in Hedland unless you plant them. I absolutely adore trees.
Well, there you are. Okay, so shall we call it quits?
Yes, thank you.